With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he is open to extending free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada through a renegotiation or seeking different deals as he met with the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House Tuesday. The president says reaching a trade deal with Canada is not easy.
It's a complicated agreement, more complicated maybe than any other agreement we have on trade because, you know, we have natural conflict. We also have mutual love. You know, we have great love for each other. I love this. I love Canada and the people of Canada.
Prime Minister Carney says he's not really sure the U.S. and Canada have a natural conflict, as President Trump put it.
Conflict, maybe not so much conflict. We compete. There are areas where we compete, and it's in those areas where we have to come to an agreement that works. But there are more areas where we are stronger together, and that's what we're focused on. And we're going to get the right deal.
Shutdown continues, now 1 week old, and there are new concerns and worries.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said that the government shutdown is putting more stress on air traffic controllers, who already have an extremely stressful job. Controllers are expected to continue working without a paycheck. According to Duffy, they are now worried about how to pay their bills in addition to worrying about keeping flights safe. And there are now instances of controllers calling out sick, leading to delays at several airports. Bill Alexander, Washington.
National Guard members from the state of Texas now at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois. The most visible sign yet of the Trump administration's plan to deploy troops in Chicago, despite a lawsuit and opposition from Democrats there. AP saw military personnel in uniform with the Texas National Guard patch at the U.S. Army Reserve Center in suburban Elwood. This is SRN News. Well, the man who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice has been sentenced.
Nicholas Roski was arrested before he could kill Brett Kavanaugh, and he could have gotten 30 years in prison. Instead, he received an 8-year term from U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who says she specifically took into account the fact that Roski is now living as a woman. Boardman stated that in sentencing, she was influenced by, quote, the fact that she is a transgender woman and will be sent to a male-only prison facility. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sukkot, a week-long Jewish holiday celebrating the traditional gathering of the harvest, getting underway. It continues through Monday the 13th. Sukkot is considered one of the more joyful festivals on the Jewish calendar, distinctive in that it encourages Jews to rejoice and discourages public mourning. Holiday mentioned in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. This is SRN News. There's a growing listeria outbreak tied to heat and eat pasta meals.
Federal health officials have issued a public health alert for certain HelloFresh subscription meal kits containing spinach that may be tainted with listeria. The Agriculture Department warns people to avoid HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. The products were shipped directly to consumers' homes. They were produced by Fresh Realm, a California firm linked to an expanding listeria outbreak. Rich Thomason, Washington.
National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic on a path toward the Caribbean, likely to strengthen into a hurricane in the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, Hurricane Priscilla was near major Category 3 storm status in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.